After 5 years of war and close to 500,000 people killed, a faint beacon of hope the slaughter may stop.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Moscow emphasized there were still differences with Washington.
The key in Syria is to have direct contacts for cooperation between the army, the U.S.-led coalition, and the Russian army, which is in Syria at the invitation of the legitimate government.
Under the deal, operations against so-called terrorist groups like the Islamic State will continue. In reality, Syrian government and Russian airstrikes have targeted all opposition groups, says Karen von Hippel of Britain's Royal United Services Institute, former chief of staff to the US general who led the fight against IS until last year.
The Russian pattern is they have not been sincere about any of these peace overtures. They have been using every single opportunity to gain territory and to really just almost carpet bomb Syrians. They're killing so many civilians.
Russia says it only targets extremist groups, but attacks have been stepped up against the rebel stronghold of Aleppo, which is now almost encircled by Syrian regime forces.
You have a mixture of troops on the ground from Iran, you have Russians, you have Syrian regime forces, and some other Afghans and other fighters there. None of those countries will be able to occupy Aleppo, and the regime is too weak to control it. So what I think will happen is we'll have a very dangerous power vacuum on the ground.
Aid agencies warn that if the ceasefire does not hold, the exodus of refugees from Aleppo could soar.
The situation in Syria is getting worse, and more people are feeling the need to leave for their own safety. We can just anticipate that those numbers are going to continue.
While Russia and Iran are providing military support to the Syrian government, Sunni states like Saudi Arabia, along with the US and Britain, are supporting opposition forces. The geopolitical stakes are rising.
I wouldn't be surprised if a Russian helicopter gunship gets shot down in the coming weeks, or several of them get shot down, not necessarily by opposition forces on their own, but with the support of countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, or even Turkey, because don't forget, those countries have been supporting many of the opposition forces.
Analysts say even a partial ceasefire would provide relief for Syria's desperate civilians and also a pause for breath in a spiralling proxy war. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.